Minutes after the moon started to cover the sun at 1:20 p.m., heads donning paper glasses tilted towards the sky, and oohs and ahs were heard around the first state.
Everything was all black with the glasses and except the sun. That was the only thing that was lit up. That was so cool.
7-year-old Allison Weston and her family came from Bear to experience their first eclipse ever with the Delaware Aerospace Education Foundation in Smyrna. The foundation bought 600 pairs of NASA-certified eclipse glasses for viewers, but their supply didn't meet demand. Stephanie Wright is the president of DASF. She says they sold out in the first 15 minutes, but that didn't stop more than 2,000 people from enjoying the eclipse.
It's just been really wonderful to see people interacting. Some are sharing their glasses if they were lucky enough to get them. To see people thinking about the universe, thinking about the Earth and its place in the universe and appreciating it and understanding that there are incredible phenomena that are taking place around us and to be more attuned to the natural world out there.
DASF also passed out 100 pieces of cardboard with a hole poked into them. People couldn't use them to look directly at the sun, but they could cast the image of the sun onto the cardboard to see the shape of the eclipse. Knowing the glasses would be tough to come by, Dover resident Fernando Ruiz came prepared with another way to view the celestial event. Ruiz stuck his head into a giant box with a small hole that projected the image of the sun onto the cardboard.
I was going to share this with whoever walks up, which I've been doing with some children, and it's all fun.
At the peak of the eclipse around 2:45 p.m., Delaware saw the moon cover about 80% of the sun, darkening the sky a bit and briefly dropping temperatures. But while spectacular, it wasn't as breathtaking as what many cities across 14 states along the eclipse's path of totality saw. Day turned to night for just a couple of minutes as a total eclipse swept from Oregon to South Carolina. Dover resident Jan Crumpley saw the total eclipse from a campground west of Knoxville, Tennessee. She says it was the most fantastic thing she's ever seen.
When the moon passed right in front of the sun, we had that beautiful corona. We could see stars. Crickets started chirping. The street light that was next to us actually came on.
The next total solar eclipse in the U.S. is in 2024. It'll sweep from Texas to Maine. Delaware won't get a total eclipse then either, but the eclipse will cover portions of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.